Harry Sedaris serves as the Florida Chamber's Tampa Bay Regional Board Chair. Harry is Duke Energy's president in Florida, serving 1.7 million electric retail customers in the state. The company also provides electricity in five additional states. Duke Energy was named in Site Selection magazine as one of the top 10 utilities in economic development for 2017. Harry, let's start with a real simple basic question. Why is economic development important to Duke Energy?
Our business grows as the state of Florida grows. So the better we can do at attracting businesses and jobs to the state and residents to the state means more meters for our product to flow to. So we actively participate in economic development to make our state and our community stronger and thus making our company grow and be stronger as well.
As I mentioned in the introduction, Duke Energy was named in Site Selection magazine as one of the top 10 utilities in economic development for 2017. Take just a moment or two and briefly describe what your economic development program looks like.
Yeah, we have a very robust economic development program at Duke Energy. It focuses on two main components, developing sites and buildings. We call it kind of the product development side, as well as developing our communities, our competitive edge. So I'll start with the product side. We started a program in 2014 called the Strategic Site Inventory Program, where we look across our 35 counties in Florida to identify properties and buildings that could potentially lure new businesses and industries into the state. We have 1,000 of these sites. They're over 100 acres each. The next step we take those sites through is what we call our site readiness program. That takes a deeper dive into these sites and really looks at the infrastructure, determines what best use could be for those sites, and they sit there on the shelf ready to go as we actively market that to different industries and businesses to come utilize. On the community development side, we're looking at a lot of workforce development plans through our foundation. We fund a lot of STEM in schools, a lot of community college programs to help develop the workforce of the future that can be competitive in this new world that we have and attract businesses to our state to do that. And as you mentioned, our team is very successful. We've been listed in the top utilities and economic development in the Site Selection magazine for over 13 years. Since our program started back in 2001 here in Florida, we have brought 265 companies and 40,000 new jobs and over $3.4 billion in capital investment. Last year, we were very proud to also receive Governor Scott Jobs Creation Award for creating jobs in 2017.
Harry, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned, you know, Florida's climate for businesses, and as any business owner knows in Florida, part of that dealing with government, dealing with taxes. What do you think about Florida's tax climate in general, and more specifically, the business rent tax?
Yeah, Florida is a great place to do business, and it seems like it's getting better and better with some of our new tax policies that are working through the system now. We've been here for over 100 years and been a part of the state of Florida. I think we got to keep working on our tax structure and our business climate structure because everybody else is getting better as well, and several states in the Southeast are becoming very competitive and in some cases more competitive on their state taxes. I think one area that we as a state need to work on is our business rent tax. I think we're the only state in the Southeast that has that, and I think it does put us at a disadvantage when we're trying to attract businesses and additional economic development.
When I get to visit with business leaders throughout the state, this is my favorite question because I get to get off the page just a little bit. When I ask you what free enterprise means to you, what comes to mind?
Free enterprise to me is where success is driven by the invisible hand of a market, not the government. I think it's a place where innovation, hard work, customer service, continuous improvement can thrive and really drive change. I think it's what really brought us to have a car in every household in America, brought us powerful computing to your phone in your hand, and nowadays brings an Amazon box to everybody's doorstep. So I think it's by far the best system in the world.
Harry, thanks for making a few minutes for us today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.